Raymond is in Belvedere. Raymond, what would you like to say?
Hi there. Good morning. Yeah, just a little problem I had about a year ago. I had about five or six ewes outside my front house every Friday and Saturday night and sometimes during the week. Noise, cans of whatever on the floor.
The same ewes.
Same kids, yeah, same ewes. And they were looking at girls, teenage girls the next door. You know how they gather. It was always outside my house.
Why your house, do you think?
Because there were teenagers next door, the young girls that they were trying to maybe get out with.
Sorry, yeah. Pretty's got nothing to do with it, but from their point of view, they were sort of trying to attract the attention of your female teenage neighbours.
Yeah.
Okay.
So they came out, obviously, and all gathered around. It was noise, general noise up until about 1:15 in the morning.
Yes.
And I thought, that's unfair. I did approach the key youth that was causing the main noise and everything like that. He didn't want to know.
No.
Nobody wants to know. The police don't want to know.
And the girls were coming out. The girls were coming out to talk to them.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
So they were friends of your neighbours. So it's your neighbours' friends being antisocial on your doorstep.
Yeah.
Yes. Now that, to me, will have an awful lot of people nodding. Right across the country, let alone the capital, they will recognise that one of the miscreants actually is a resident.
Yeah, but what he was, the main thing, that the boys were coming over.
I get it.
So what I did was, I'll be honest, I followed the ringleader home one night.
What?
I found out where he lived, the ringleader, the big lad.
Yeah.
He lived in a very nice cul-de-sac, very quiet area. So I thought, well, he's disturbing me every single night. So what I did, I got up at 4:00 in the morning on a Sunday morning, drove to his house, parked my car outside and started to put my radio on. Drink cans of pop, throw some crisps round.
You did not, Raymond.
What? I did. And guess what?
What?
His parents got up out of the house and demanded, what on earth was I doing? So I said to the parents, listen, I'm a polite gentleman. This is what your son does to me 4 or 5 times a night every week. They were gobsmacked.
Yes.
Guess what? I never saw the kid again. He'd never come back to my house. I said, because if he doesn't stop, I'll do the same every Sunday morning. So you don't get a lie-in. And I can go to sleep at night. And it worked. No one was hurt. No auntie, whatever. But the kid didn't come back.
And the gatherings ceased, did they?
They ceased immediately. The girls went out.
I don't know what to say to you, Raymond. This is possibly one of the most enjoyable calls I've ever taken on the programme.
I was no animosity.
No, nowhere. Clearly.
I'll fight fire with fire without anyone getting hurt. You'll
fight crisps with crisps.
Yeah, crisp. The parents were gobsmacked.
Evidently. But of course, I mean, at this point, we do have to both remind ourselves that you were clearly dealing with parents who did have a proper understanding of right and wrong, and there is a possibility you'd have turned up on that doorstep and found sort of Lurch and Mrs. Lurch staggering down the path towards you and meeting out some summary justice of their own at 4:00 in the morning. So it was. Yeah, it's not a guaranteed successful tactic, is it?
No, but having said that, I've got a 16-year-old son myself. If I catch him antisocial behaviour, I'll march him round there himself and apologise to the people.
Raymond.
But, everybody listens to that, but don't get violent.
Don't get violent, no. Why use your fists when crisps will do? Yeah,
that's right.
I shall share a packet of cheese and onion with you one day, sir.